Well, hey Vine fam, how awesome is it to celebrate Winter Sabbath Sunday as we kick off 2021? And isn't it awesome to declare that it is going to be his year in 2021? 2020, no matter what we went through, was a preparation of all that God wants us to step into in 2021. If I haven't had the privilege to meet you yet, my name is Tyler West. I serve as the founder and lead pastor here at the Vine Church, and it's such an honor to spend this time with you today. It's something that we don't take lightly. We are so thankful that you have gathered with us online, and we would love to gather with you next Sunday, January 10th, as we get back together physically at the downtown YMCA here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We'll remind you of that here at the end of the message. So today, wherever you are, let's dive right in. And I got a question for each and every one of us. Actually, I got two. It's going to be fun, but here we go. Question number one, how many of us love our home? Not that it's perfect, not that anything, like it's comfortable. We love to be like it's comfortable setting. It's peaceful setting. Even if you got kids running all over the place, it's still peaceful. Like you love home. Not that you don't like traveling, like you love home. Most of us would say that that's the case, unless we're in the process of trying to figure out our next home, which if that's, I know a guy, if that's the case, that can help you with that. But for real, like most of us would say that we're comfortable in our home. Now, here's question number two. How many of us have ever been through a power outage? Now, where we are here in the deep south, many of us, we have power outages, but usually it's more rare, it seems, than when I was growing up. The power outages that we have here, usually a tree has fallen on a power line during a thunderstorm season, or ice. Ice and snow sometimes causes our power to go out because our power lines are not buried like they are everywhere else. Most of our power lines are on power poles here. So a lot of times power can go out there, maybe even a car wreck, but it's not as often as it used to be, it seems, as I get older. So let me ask you this about the power outage wherever you are. How did that power outage make you feel in your home? Like, just think about it. Like, the garage door doesn't open. The water heater sometimes doesn't work, depending on whether you have gas or electric. Going through there, the lights don't turn on, especially if it's night. The TV doesn't work, God forbid. The cable doesn't work. You can't charge your phone that's already down to 1%. Like, when the power is out in our home, even though it's a place where we're comfortable, even though it's the place where we're the most peaceful, when the power outage comes and the power is out, doesn't it just feel like misery? Here's what I'm trying to say. Some of us, even Christians right now, live our lives like we're living in a power outage. We know where home is. We know that our home isn't on this earth, that it's in heaven for eternity. And we know that this is temporary, but we're living our life like a power outage because we've disconnected from the source that gives us power. And what I mean by that is, as we know, that's the Holy Spirit within us, but 2020 just got us to this place to where we feel like we're stuck in a constant power outage. And instead of plugging in, we're walking around, as we just talked about in the dark street shines, we're walking around in darkness, forgetting who God is. And you see, that's where we are. Like here at the Vine Church, you've heard it. If you've been here once or been here 1,000 times, you heard us say this all the time. We are built upon John 15:5, and you can hear what we say. And John 15:5 says this. It says, Jesus is telling us this. It says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. In other words, what Jesus is saying is, no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you serve, how much you give, how much of a good person you try to be, how many resolutions you keep, how much of a good neighbor you are, how much of a bad neighbor you are, no matter what you try to do, without him in your life, you can do nothing. Without his power in your life, you can do nothing, because when you're gone, it will fade with you. And so as we dive into 2021, how much greater would it be to say that it is his year in 2021, where we are going to be connected to the source that will change our life, our community, and the entire world. That is a life built on Jesus as him, as the source of our life, the power of our life. How great would it be if we could live that out? And that's what we try to do every week, but that's what we're going to do even deeper in 2021. Because as a church, what we're going to do is we're going to ask everyone, whoever's willing to participate, to take the one word challenge with us. I'm completely honest with you. I haven't done this. I've heard of great success from it, but it wasn't the success of the one word that people said that made it so successful. Now, that sounds crazy, but it wasn't that. It was that the one word made them focus more on God and what He would call them to do, because they asked God what word He gave them for that year. And so as a church, what we're going to do is we're going to pray that everyone would ask God for whatever the word for 2021 would be for them, and bring it back to us on January 31st as we gather together. And we're going to lay those words at the altar. You don't have to put your name on the word. You can just write your word. And I want to tell you, our PowerPlant prayer team is going to pray over that one word for you all the way through 2021. In other words, you can tell us if this is your word, and we'll pray over you and your one word, but we're just going to pray over all those words and believe that everyone who is living in a power outage, that the lights would be turned back on, and that they would experience the power that only Jesus could bring through that one word, because they're focusing more on them. Now, as a church, if you know anything about us, we don't just ask you to do something. We live it out ourselves. And so as I was praying and getting ready for this, I kept asking Jesus what the word of 2021 would be for our church. And it's simply this: roots. Roots. Now, I'm not talking about needing your hair highlighted. And I'm also not talking about the movie maybe that we're thinking. I'm just saying, Jesus, I don't know fully what this is going to be for us, but I know Jesus is calling us to roots, specifically to have deeper roots in Him in 2021. Because let's be real with it, like 2020 had some storms, 2020 had some droughts for many of us, 2020 had some loss, but the thing is, all of us that are listening or can hear or see, wherever you are right now, wherever you are, you've got through 2020. And the only reason you could have is depends on what you were rooted in. And if you're rooted in Christ, He got us through the storm. He's preparing us to grow deeper in Him so that we could step into 2021. So whatever that looks like for us, I don't know it fully, but as a church, our word is going to be roots. So today what we're going to dive into is how can we individually and collectively grow deeper roots in 2021. If you got your Bible today, we're just going to be in one place. We're going to start there and kind of unravel it a little bit through that. So if you've got your Bible, we're going to get to Psalms 1. Actually, it's really easy to find in your Bible. Just take your Bible, open it up in the middle. As you can see, I've got mine right here. You take your Bible, open it up in the middle, and you're going to land in Psalms. Keep flipping to the left. Get to the beginning of Psalm. We're going to learn and see how David starts Psalm. If you don't have a Bible, we'd love to give you one free for the asking. Come hang out with us. We'll give it to you in hand, or maybe you'd like us to mail you one. Just reach out to us at hello@thevine.tv and let us know you need a Bible. We'd get one in your hands. But also, it's a privilege for each and every one of us to partner with the Bible app every week. And I want to show you how you can follow along with us on the Bible app wherever you're watching or listening around the world today. And here's what you want to do first. You want to download the Bible app from your favorite app store. Once you do that, you want to open it up. Then you want to click on the More tab. Now, once you click on the More tab, you're going to click on Events. When you click on Events, make sure your location services are on. And when you do, you're going to see the title of today's message, Winter Sabbath 2021. You're going to see that. Click on that. Open it up. You see the Vine TV Worship Experience Winter Sabbath 2021 there. You're going to see all the scripture we're going to walk through. You're going to see a place for you to take notes. You're going to see a place for you to connect with us. If there's any way we could serve you or pray with you throughout the week. But more importantly, you're just going to be able to follow along with us in God's Word. So go ahead and get into your Bible, get in God's Word to Psalm 1, and we're going to go through verse 1 through 4 today as we learn how to have deeper roots in 2021. And it says this: Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so with the wicked. They are like chaff. The wind blows away. Now today, if you read that, there's going to be some bad news that you see first. And the bad news is this: there's a way to live your life like a sinner or mocker that leads you away from the power source, the power of God in your life, and leaves you wandering aimlessly. But take heart, there's good news in this as well. There's good news that says those who are righteous, those who follow the ways of the Lord, those who take the next steps He's calling them to take, those who faithfully and obediently go where God has called them to go, there's a way that you can live to be constantly connected to the source so that no matter when the storm comes, no matter when the drought comes, you are a tree planted by a river, a stream, a river, Jesus, the river of life. You are planted there and you will bear fruit in all seasons because you are connected to the source, connected to the true vine. And so for each and every one of us today, I just want to see, are we sitting with the sinners and mockers disconnected from the power source? Or are we connected to the source that is faithful in every season? The same yesterday, today, forever. The Alpha, the Omega. Are we connected to Him? Because here's a church, what I'm going to share with you here in just a minute on how we can grow deeper roots and kind of looking into this is something that you've heard, whether you've been to our Sowers class or you've been with us before. You're going to hear me walk through this thing we call the Vine Code. And the reason that I'm walking through it is there's no better way for us to grow deeper roots together individually and collectively than to live out all that God has called us to be. And so if you're taking notes today, wherever you are, we're going to review this, we're going to see this, we're just going to walk through our Vine Code, and we're going to see how God's been faithful through that in 2020 and celebrate, but look with anticipation to 2021 and beyond. Number one, if you're taking notes today, Jesus is the center. Not center, I know I got that southern draw, center, like the position on a football field, C-E-N-T-E-R, center. Jesus is the center. You know, as we go into this year and the calendar changes over from 2020 to 2021, or a new year goes from December 31st to January 1st, many of us will have something about our physical nature on it. We'll physically want to change something about ourselves. Maybe we want to lose weight. Maybe we want to gain muscle. Maybe we want to lose fat, whatever that is. Many of us have physical things on there. But the thing that I want to ask you, and the question I want to ask you is, as Jesus is the center of your life, is this: what if you care? What if you and I both, let's be real, what if you and I both cared as much about our heart spiritually as we did about our heart physically? What if we cared about the shape of our heart spiritually as much as we care about the shape of our heart physically? In other words, what if we tried to grow deeper roots by making sure that Jesus is the center of our life, the driving force of our life, the filter, the lens, everything we look through every day? He is the one that is leading us, guiding us, propelling us to be all that we were created to be. What if we live that out? How much different could our year look? How much different could our day look? How much different could our lives look? How much deeper could our roots grow? And so the reason I'm asking you that, and the reason that I want you to know that Jesus is the center of everything we do here at the Vine, and why we want that for you, is in 2021 for all of our Vine fam, whether you're a sower or not, or you're an e-fam, you join us throughout the week, we consider you our Vine fam. We're going to ask every one of our Vine fam to commit to spending time with God daily. Daily. And what I mean by that is being in the Word of God and praying with Him daily. Now maybe you struggle with that. You say, man, it's really hard for me to do that. We got a way to help you. That Bible app that we just talked about that we open, we do a Bible app Devo. Usually it's a couple times a month. Sometimes it's a week. Sometimes it's 21 days. The one we're doing right now is 21 days. And we finally got the button working on our website where you can click on it. So if you go to thevine.tv, you're going to see join our Bible reading plan. Click on that. You can join us. We just started it. I think we're about day 5 or 6 in there. Or we'll make it even easier. Let us know. Reach out to us at hello@thevine.tv and we will send you the link so that you can join with us and we can all collectively read the Bible together every day. And then you can see on there, we even share what we learned that day. So we would love for you to be a part of that. But what we would love for everyone here at The Vine in 2021 is to commit with meeting God daily. So why in the world would we ask you to do that? Well, see, when we meet Him daily, it does two things for us. It helps us seek His grace. It helps us seek His grace, and what I mean by that is His grace, His unmerited favor, His grace, the thing that is not beating us up. What it makes us do is, believe it or not, is when we seek His grace, what it shows us is that He chose us long before we chose Him. So we can go into His presence and stop beating ourselves up about our past shame and guilt and sin and our past mistakes and failures. When we come into His presence every day, all of that's gone. The slate is clean. Lamentations talks about His mercies are new every morning. Like when we step into His presence, all of a sudden we can seek His full grace. And we're not buying the lies of the enemy or buying the lies of being stuck in our past. I want you to know, no matter where you are, God wants to be with you. He chose you. Stop being so hard on yourself. We all know that we are a wreck without Him. We all know that we are an absolute total disaster without Jesus in our life. Stop beating yourself up about it and do something with it. Receive Him and spend time with Him. Get into a relationship with Him, because not only does it help you seek His grace, it helps you study the truth, the actual truth. This isn't a political statement. Fake news. Do it when we, I hope we don't get kicked off or anything from here. Fake news. There's so much fake news that the enemy will throw at us every day to stop us from experiencing real truth. And real truth can only be found in the Word of God. Those are the ones that keep His laws, that delight in the Lord, meditate on His law day and night, and they are the tree that is planted by the stream that we just read. So for each and every one of us, we would love for everyone just to commit to daily spending time with God and His Word and prayer. I hope that you would join us in doing that. Number two, living a faith-filled big life starts with small next steps in Christ. Living a faith-filled big life starts with small next steps in Christ. Living a faith-filled big life starts with small next steps in Christ. The question that I have for each and every one of us today is, what small step is Jesus calling you to take today? What if that small step would help you grow big on the inside and bigger on the outside, because it made the roots, your spiritual roots, grow deeper into the vine, not the church, Him, the real vine, Jesus, deeper into the vine? What if that small next step that He's calling you to take would make such a huge and big impact? That's what we talk about by living a faith-filled big life and living big for the Lord. It starts by just taking small steps of faith. Small steps of faith. As a matter of fact, some steps of faith we can celebrate is, in 2020, Jesus allowed us to be a part of three salvations. Three salvations. In the middle of a pandemic, we got to see one live on a Sunday, and we saw two online. So I want you to know, wherever you're watching, it doesn't matter. Jesus promises where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is also. So maybe you can only gather with us online wherever you're watching right now. Jesus is still there. Maybe you're able to gather with us physically, and you can come hang out with us. We would love, love, love. We've got a seat saved for you. We would love to spend time with you. But I want each and every one of our sowers at our Vine Fam to know what you are doing is making a difference. Three salvations in the middle of a pandemic. And if He's doing that in the middle of a pandemic and in the middle of a storm, how much more is He preparing us for what He is about to do? Three salvations. The reason we do what we do, one is enough. But He allowed us to be a part of three in 2020. I can't wait to see what He's going to let us be a part of in 2021. So we are asking all of our Vine Fam in 2021 to commit to this. Commit to taking the next step that Jesus is calling you to take. Maybe salvation isn't your next step. You took that next step a long time ago. Maybe baptism is your next step. Man, we like to baptize folks the Sunday after Easter every year. This year we were in the middle of a lockdown, so that didn't get to happen. But I tell you what, if baptism is your next step, we would love to talk with you. We would love to celebrate with you and talk to you about why that is such an important next step to take in your walk with Christ. Maybe it's not baptism. Maybe it's what we just read, spending time with God daily. Maybe that's your next step God's calling you to commit to. Maybe it's what we're about to talk about in a minute, committing to living a generous life that God has called you to. Maybe it's to getting into community. We'll talk about that in a minute. Whatever that next step God is calling you to, we are asking every person here at the Vine, every part of our Vine fam, to take that next step in faith and know that that is a faith-filled big next step, no matter how small it seems. Maybe it's just texting someone to say, I prayed for you today. Whatever it is, will you take that next step? Number three, life change happens best in Christian community. Life change happens best in Christian community. Now, many of us probably see this on posters if we're part of teams or in the workplace, or we've heard it all the way through the African proverb, you can go somewhere fast alone, but you go farther together, something like that. I probably screwed that up, forgive me. Or maybe it's the old team one, together everyone achieves more. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but we here at the Vine believe that life change happens best in Christian community. And so my question for you is this. How much longer will you keep trying to do it on your own? Because if Jesus is the center of your life, you realize that no matter what effort you put in, you can never do it on your own. It took someone else doing it for you. you understood that that little step of faith led you to live a faith-filled big life and to be all that He created you to be. So why in the world would we neglect realizing that the biggest life change outside of salvation happens in community? Well, we trust that life change happens best in Christian community. See, in 2020, Jesus let us see 492 prayer requests come to our Power Plant prayer team. That's online, in the house, whatever that looked like. 492. It's absolutely incredible. It's more than we've ever received. I'll be honest with you. It's crazy awesome how Jesus is moving there. And what that means is this: more than one prayer request a day. Imagine how many more are sitting out there that would like to send it in that don't even know that someone's willing to pray for them. Holy cannoli, the difference we can make in 2021 if we would just let each other know how much we are praying for each other. I'm willing to see and I'm willing to believe in faith that we're going to get to see more than 492 prayer requests in 2021. In 2020, Jesus let us not only be a part of that many prayer requests, but even in the middle of a pandemic, we had 3 sowers gatherings, which I know that sounds like not much, but I think that it may be connected to how many salvations we saw. I'm just saying, isn't it crazy that that's the same amount? But we were able to have a Super Bowl gathering, which we're going to try to plan again this year, as long as we're allowed to do it. We had a Christmas gathering. We had a vision gathering this year. And that doesn't even include our Thursday night greenhouses or coming together when we would have, you know, just special events or worship night, whatever that looked like. We were able to have 3 this last year in the middle of a pandemic. And once again, I'll say it. If Jesus allowed that to happen in 2020, in the middle of a pandemic, how much more does He want to happen for us to grow deeper roots with Him in 2021? So here's what we're asking everyone of our Vine fam to commit to in 2021. Here we go. We're asking everyone to commit to gathering with each other outside of Sunday one time all year. Of the 365.25 days, or however many more we have left this year, we are asking one of those days outside of Sunday that you commit to gathering with our Vine fam together throughout the year. Now, I don't know what that looks like. I know we all have busy schedules. Trust me, as doing what I get to do, we all have busyness. Life has been crazy. But gathering could be having a video chat, having a phone call. But there's nothing that just beats face-to-face if we can pull it off. So I'm asking, and we are asking all of our Vine fam this year to commit to gathering just one time outside of a Sunday in 2021. Imagine how much, if we could do that, that it would unify us as a church even more than we are now. And I'm telling you, there's never been a time more than ever for the church, the local church around the world, to be unified. Because imagine if we could live this out and the body that we are here, and how we could show and live it out in the larger body around the world. How crazy awesome would that be? So please, we're asking everyone to commit to that in 2021. Moving on, next one. Next is what we have for us. We believe at the Vine in honoring one another to glorify God. We believe in honoring one another to glorify God. We believe in honoring one another to glorify God. And this question kind of can roll into the next 2 things after this as well that we're going to talk about. But we believe in honoring one another to glorify God. And this is the question that I have for us. And it's this: what makes you feel more fulfilled or feel better? The gift you receive or the gift you give? Now be honest. It's going to answer a lot about you, how you answer that question. What makes you feel more fulfilled? The gift that you receive or the gift that you give? And I'm telling you, if you can answer that question, you'll realize that in Christ, the gift that is given is much better for each and every one of us a lot of times than the gifts that's received. Not salvation, that's the greatest gift we can receive, but it took someone giving that for us to receive it, and He loved us enough that He gave it so that we could receive it, and through Him, and that's Christ Jesus, we can live a fulfilled life because of that. So what I'm trying to say is it more blessed to give than receive or not for you? Because here at the Vine Church, we believe in honoring one another to glorify God. And this is why that is so important for us. In 2020, in the midst of a pandemic, when many churches are still closed, Jesus is faithful. God is faithful. In 2020, Jesus let us gather on 42 Sundays in the middle of a pandemic. So in other words, outside of our Sabbaths, we only had 10 total Sundays that we didn't have an opportunity to physically gather together. How crazy awesome is that? Jesus didn't just do that for the heck of it. He did it for a purpose, to prepare us for all that He wants us to do in 2021. Let me tell you about those 42 Sundays. Maybe you don't know this because you haven't got to hang out with us yet. Each and every one of those 42 Sundays required someone to load in the church and load out the church. Because when we walk in, it's a gym, and when we walk out, it has to go back to being a gym. And so it took volunteers, it took sowers, giving of their time, their talent, their treasure, many times before the sun is up, getting there, all the way through, putting in 6+ hours on a Sunday. And they're not doing it so that we can have a good show. They're not doing it so that it looks pretty to everyone. They're doing it in faith that Jesus is going to do what only He can do through it. And so what I would say for each and every one of us as we're doing this is, if you know someone who's load in early in the morning, thank them. I can't say thank you enough. I get to hang out with them from time to time. And if you know anything about me, honestly, I'm going to be there at load in every time that I possibly can. I love each and every one of our sowers that do that. They make this incredible every week. But I just would say all of us, I love at the end when we're packing up, everyone just jumps in and dives in and does their part. And I want to tell you the reason, once again, that we do it isn't so that we look good, so that we look great, but instead that Jesus gets all the glory. Because one thing that 2020 has taught us about being able to gather those 42 Sundays is it made us fight harder to be able to do that. We were able to have online experiences, which were absolutely incredible, and have Wednesday night worships and all these crazy cool things that I would love for us to continue to do in 2021. But it made us fight even harder to physically get together in 2020, because there's just something about that, about the church gathering together, the ecclesia coming together for the Lord. So here's what we're asking all of our Vine fam in 2021 to commit to. We're asking everyone to commit to honoring one another above ourselves in everything that we do. And this is what I mean by that. You want a successful marriage? Honor your spouse above yourself. You want a successful team? Honor your teammates above yourself. If you want a successful work environment, honor your superior above yourself. Don't mean cut corners. It doesn't mean short. It means honor them above yourself and watch what happens. You want a great relationship, friendship. Honor your friends more than you honor yourself. And if we can commit to doing that this year, maybe it's just one relationship we commit to doing that to. I'm telling you, God's going to show up. He's going to do something incredible. And I'm telling you, watch what happens in that other person's life. As your roots grow deeper, theirs will too, because you're going to grow your roots together. And my goodness, when that happens, watch what God does and the fruit that He lets us be a part of. So in 2021, we're asking our Vine fam to commit to honoring one another to glorify God. Next to last one. It's the fun one for me. You can't outgive God. You can't outgive God. We believe you can't outgive God. Would you trust Jesus enough that if He told you He could do more with your $20 than you could ever do with it? Would you trust Him with that? What if He added some zeros before the decimal on that? Would you trust Him? What if He took some zeros away before the decimal and said, I can do more with your 2 cents than you can? Would you trust Him with that? You see, generosity and living a life that lives out believing you can't outgive God, generosity is all about trust. Do you trust God is who He says He is, that He owns a cattle of 1,000 hills, that it's all His to begin with, that we're just stewards on this earth, and we get to be conduits where everything He gives us flows through, and we get to be a part of the blessing by living in obedience to what He's called us to do? Do you trust that? Because the cool thing here is, I know at our Vine, in our Vine fam, that we trust that and we believe that. Because in 2020, Jesus let us receive 85,000 $257 in tithes and offerings. In the midst of an economic shutdown, in the midst of a pandemic, Jesus allowed us to receive $85,257 in tithes and offerings. Now, some of you that may seem small, some of you that may seem large, but the reason I'm sharing that with you is that we're not doing this to try to take more money from you. I mean, you know where I'm at. I live this out. I get to do this for free by God's grace, and I love that. And when we hire a staff, we're going to pay them well, because Google shouldn't be the best place to work, neither should Amazon. The local church should be, and nobody can do what they need to do at the local church if they're worried about how they're going to feed their family. So we're going to live that out. But the reason I share with you that in tithes and offerings, I'll get off my soapbox there, in tithes and offerings is this. When we believe living a life of generosity is about trust, we understand that tithing is just the beginning. It's the starting block, not the checkbox. We don't talk to you about a number or percentage here at the Vine. That's not what we do, because here's the thing. If Jesus is the center of your life, He'll tell you what you need to give. He'll tell you what He's called you to give. That's not my job to do that for you. It's my job to point you to Him and say, hey, whatever He's calling you to do, be obedient to it, and we're going to walk with you through it. And so we believe here at the Vine Church you cannot give God, because it's just the beginning. Because if you tithe, I'm telling you, watch what He'll do. I don't have all the bajillionaires. I'm not walking around in the greatest luxury, but I'm telling you, every need I've ever had has been supplied by Him. And it didn't really start happening until I was a cheerful giver with a tithe. And I'm telling you, tithing works. Tithe means bring back. Tithing works. So whatever God's calling you to bring back to Him, trust Him with it and see what He'll do. Because not only did we receive $85,257 in tithes and offerings, at the Vine Church, if you know anything about us, we are called as a church to give 10% of all tithes and offerings received to local church around the world every month, and 5% of all tithes and offerings received to gospel-centered nonprofits. And this is why this is important, because in 2020, Jesus let us sow $25,711 into global missions. Pushed us way over the $100,000 mark since we've launched, but $25,711 into global missions was sown in the midst of a pandemic. And this is why that's important, because those who give and give of their treasure to the Lord and trust Him with that, this is what happened with us. This is what we were able to help and who we were able to help this year. We were able to help pregnant mothers who wanted to keep their child instead of walking into an abortion clinic and walking away from that. We helped the homeless and the hungry across the country and people that we may not even meet on this side of eternity and around the world. We help the youth at our YMCA have a place where they can have technology, where they can have a place to have school, where they can have a place to be fed, and they can have adults that they can trust and supervisors that'll take care of them. We help foster children throughout the state who didn't have anywhere to live and had society give up on them, but yet they just needed someone to believe in them and give them food and help them as they go through that. We helped families stuck between jobs and work and no work between the pandemic as they were there. We helped ministries who were in the middle of a college campus, regardless of scrutiny, and continued to share the gospel no matter how much pushback they got. We helped churches who were shut down pay the bills who couldn't do that. We helped athletes searching for hope that could be found greater than a final scoreboard. We helped countless stories across the world that we won't meet this side of eternity. And the reason that we did that is because with every breath we drawed at the Vine Church, we stood up and said, as long as God's given a breath in me, there is not going to be a homeless, hungry, hopeless people in this world. Anything that we can do to make a difference, we are going to step in that and walk in faithful obedience to be all that God's called us to be, because we believe you cannot give God, because we trust what God has called us to. Here's why that matters. This is what Jesus is teaching me with it. If I can learn to trust God with all that I am, I can trust people even if they aren't reliable yet, because it's good for them. In other words, what I'm trying to say, if you want to grow your relationship with your teenager, trust them. Trust them. Prepare them for the world. Prepare them for what they're about to step into. Prepare them for that. Don't put them down for it. Prepare them for that. And when they step into it, they're going to see that you trusted them, and watch what happens in your relationship. You want to see your marriage thrive? Trust. Trust your spouse. Even if they aren't fully reliable yet. And here's how you can trust your spouse. Read the Word of God together. Pray together. Watch what happens with that. Build the trust. Trust is essential. Because when you do that, you will grow deeper roots and you'll see God move like never before. So in 2021, when it comes to living out, you can outlive God to grow deeper roots. This is what we're asking our Vine fam to commit to. We're asking them to take the next step God's called them to take, to live a generous life, whatever that may be. It might be as simple as buying the person's coffee behind you, buying the person's donuts behind you, helping someone in the grocery store do something, seeing a mom that's overwhelmed in the craziness of this season, you just drop over something that needs to go in the oven. You go pick something up at Sam's or Mama Sue's, if you know, you know, and you drop that off at the front door and you say, hey, just thinking about you, love you, but more importantly, Jesus loves you. Whatever that next step of generosity God is calling you to, I would ask, and we are asking our Vine fam to commit to taking that step. Maybe it's just one simple thing God's calling you to. If it's the tithe, commit to it. If it's living a generous life and going above and beyond tithes and an offering, commit to it and watch and see what He will do, because I'm telling you, He'll move like never before. Maybe today you would like to be a part of what the Vine's doing. This isn't a shameless plug. This is saying, hey, we live in life of invitation, and we want to invite you to come be a part of what God is doing in and through us. Because if He did this in the middle of a pandemic, imagine what He wants to do through us in 2021. You can join us and be a part of that today by going to thevine.tv/give, and you can give your gift, whatever that is today, or when you gather back together with us on January 10th, you can give in our tithe box, if you would like to do that in the gym as we gather together. Last but not least, we are God's plan for growing His church. We are God's plan for growing His church. We are God's plan to grow His church. However you want to say it. We are God's plan to grow His church. Here's the question I would have for you with this. If you had the cure to cancer, would you share it or keep it all to yourself? I mean, unless you're a maniac, the answer would be you would share it, right? Well, that's the opportunity that Jesus has given us, because He is something that's greater than the cure for cancer. He's the cure for the cancer that is sin in our life. And many times the only way that folks encounter Christ is that they step into the doors of the local church that happens to be open in the middle of a pandemic, that has a seat waiting ready for them and has people who are ready to welcome them with open arms. See, I'm thankful that in the midst of the pandemic in 2020, Jesus let us see 21 adults, 4 Vine kids, 15 sowers serving, and 1,778 EFAM online every week. I'm going to say that again because that's crazy awesome. In 2020, Jesus let us see 21 adults, 4 Vine kids, 15 sowers serving, and 1,778 EFAM online every week. If you see, our reach is greater than where we are at the YMCA, but I want to tell you, Jesus has given us this space to fill up, and He's created room for more. He's created room for you. If you're within driving distance, come hang out with us. We meet at the downtown YMCA in Sparmer. We got a seat for you. Shoot, we have breakfast. We got people who want to pray with you, people who want to worship with you, people that will welcome you with open arms wherever you are. So in 2021, this is what we're asking our Vine fam to commit to, is this. Will you commit to inviting one person to church with you in 2021? Will you commit to inviting one person to church with you in 2021? Throughout the entire year, just one person. Of all the thousands of people you're going to meet throughout the year, will you just invite one person to church with you in 2021 and say, hey, come sit with me this Sunday at the Vine? We're asking everyone to commit with that and see what Jesus is going to do. Because when we live this out, we are going to grow deeper roots together. We are going to be like the tree planted by a stream that bears fruit in all season. And when we do that, we are going to be committing to making 2021 His year. As we get to wrap up, I just want to ask you, some of us today, you're hearing all this and you say, that sounds like a lot of fluff. I don't know what's going on, this Jesus, and I get all this. I've heard about that. My grandma had His picture hanging on her wall growing up, and I don't know what to do with that. I want to ask you this question. Does your life feel like you're living in a power outage? The better question is, what have you given power over your life to? 2020 stripped it all away, and 2021 will continue to, because the things of this world that are temporary, the power that they give cannot last. They always have to be refilled. They always have to have something that supplies them in order for it to fulfill your need. But the only power that will last for eternity, that will fulfill all of your needs, can only be found in Christ Jesus. Have you considered Him? Have you considered Him? You know, you don't have to do a checklist of items. You don't have to do a million things to get there. You don't even have to be a good person, because quite honestly, I said it earlier and I'm being real with you, without Christ, we are a wreck. We are an absolute wreck, a disaster. Left to our own devices, we would destroy ourselves. And as a matter of fact, 2020 proved that we would do that. You see, God loved us enough that He made a way. You see, all of us are born sinners. We're born with the cancer of sin. None of us have the cure for it. No matter what we do, no matter how hard we try, no matter how hard we run, no matter how great we eat, no matter how much we work out, no matter how much we serve at the soup kitchen, how much we give to the church, how much we give toys to the children's shelter, it doesn't matter. No matter what we do, we can't cure the cancer that is of sin that is eating us alive. And so God loved us enough that He made a way. And Jesus came and He lived the perfect sinless life that none of us could live. But He also loved us enough that He died on the cross, paying the penalty of our sin, which is death, so that we could be free of the cancer that is killing us. But He loved us enough to say, He loved us enough that He rose again on the third day so that we could have life. Not so that we could just say that we're going to have the cure for cancer one day. We could receive the cure for cancer and live cancer free, live free of the cancer that is sin in our life today, now, being all that He was created us to be. Living in His power, resting in Him alone. And the way that we do that, my friends, is, once again, not being a good person. It's just receiving and believing that He is who He says He is. As a matter of fact, Romans 10:9 says it this way. This is how you do it. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that He died on the cross and God raised Him on the third day, you will be saved. I want to say this again because I butchered that. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. In other words, declare with your mouth that He is Lord of your life. Give Him power over your life. Believe that He died to set you free from the cancer of sin. And God rose Him from the dead, from the grave, on the third day. You believe that in your heart. You'll get to live cancer-free. You don't have to wait to be cancer-free of sin one day. You get to live free of the cancer that is sin today. So if that's you, I want to help you take that next step. With every head bowed and every eye closed, we do this and pray out loud as a family together for the benefit of those who are coming to Jesus for the first time. Please repeat these words after me. It's not the words of this prayer, but the faith that Jesus is who He says He is. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from You. I believe You came, lived the perfect sinless life that I couldn't live. Died the death I deserve for my sin, paying the penalty for my sin on the cross. But loved me enough not to stay dead, but rose again on the third day so that I may have life. Come take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow You step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. And if that's you, with every head bowed and every eye closed, and you can say, for the first time that you've received this free gift of salvation, I'm going to ask you to have the courage to raise your hand, even virtually. I'm going to count to three and ask you to raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. If that's you right now, you're going to see a hand that's raised. If you'll click on that, it's going to lead you to a form that you can fill out to let us know that maybe you need prayer, but more importantly, that you received this free gift of salvation. If you're listening throughout the week, we would love to celebrate this decision with you of Jesus being the center of your life. You can reach out to us at 864-580-6698 or prayer@divine.tv. We would love to celebrate this decision with you, but more importantly, walk with you through your next steps there. And for the rest of us, you can look up. I can't wait to see all that Jesus wants to do in 2021 in and through each and every one of us individually and collectively as we grow deeper roots in Him. I can't wait. It's going to be incredible. And so with that comes the opportunity to invite next Sunday. A reminder, Sunday, January 10th, 2021, we'll be gathering back together at the YMCA in downtown Spartanburg at 151 Rebalt Street. or you can join us online at live.thevine.tv. But we would love to see your smiling face there and celebrate with you as we declare that 2021 is His year. Have an awesome week, and always remember, the best is still yet to come.